Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
Well, we're hoping for nuance on a tough morning like today, anyway.
Yes, we woke up to tragic news.
So before we get started, we're going to read this quote. I'm going to try to read it without crying, but I can't make any promises. From Martin Luther King. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. Ooh, I'm barely made it. Ooh.
So obviously, we're getting our arms around what happened last night in Dallas. Our understanding is that 5 police officers were killed by snipers at a protest event. It's just been one thing after another this week with the tragic deaths of 2 black men that seem wholly avoidable. And now that has apparently prompted killing police officers to protest that. And I think one thing, so trying to find some nuance and something useful to hold on to here, I think one thing that we would say is we don't need to rank these tragedies. We don't need to compare.
Or pick sides.
These are all horrible things. Just like we spoke about earlier in the week, you know, the lives in Turkey and Bangladesh are not worth less than the lives in Belgium and France and the United States. And the lives of the 2 men who were killed earlier this week by police officers are not worth more or less than the lives of these police officers. It's all awful.
So I, this morning, have just been really emotional. It's hard to wake up every day to news like this. It feels like the world is falling apart. But I am a very emotional person, as we can tell from the tears, and I'm trying to step, what I try to do a lot in my life, both on a global and personal level, is not react to my emotions, but just sort of observe them. I didn't invent this. This is sort of a time-honored ancient technique. But, I mean, I think that we could stand some more of this on a political and governmental level. I keep thinking randomly about the New York Times write-up of the new Bush biography and about Hi Jennifer and about how they talk about this biographer's point is like we shouldn't have reacted. This sounds crazy to say out loud, but we shouldn't have reacted as strongly as we did on 9/11. It was emotional. It was tragic. We all felt so raw, and I think we wanted something to happen. You want to do something, but sometimes it's best to just take a breath and respond instead of react. And I got this email. I get an email every morning from Richard Rohr, who's this Franciscan monk I'm newly obsessed with. And it says, this pattern of temporary falling apart precedes every transition to a new level of faith, hope, and love. If one is not prepared to live in temporary chaos and to hold the necessary anxiety that chaos entails, one never moves into a bigger world. And so the optimist in me is saying, like, this is chaos. This is the chaos that precedes and surrounds change. And I think that our country is going through a lot of change right now. And I think that that will ultimately be a good thing, but it's so hard to be in the midst of, you know, I think a lot about what it must have been like to live in the 60s. And now I'm not so sure I need to wonder anymore. You know, like, it feels so scary, but we cannot react from a place of fear and terror and anxiety. Like, it has to be something bigger than that.
And I think we have to both personalize it in the sense of grief and care and concern and action in whatever ways we can find productive action. I think we also have to remember that these things are happening around us as is good. You know, I was walking around Chicago two nights ago, pretty late by myself, and for a second I felt a little bit of anxiety. And then I thought, why? Like, if I needed help right now, any person around me would help me. And any police officer would help me. Any just stranger would help me. Now, that made me aware of a lot of privilege that I have to be able to reach out for that help. But it also reminded me that, like, for the most part, humanity is good. And even though all of these tragic things are happening around us, people are good, and we are a good country, and we are capable of getting through this. We are more than capable of getting through this. We have to decide that we're going to. And to your point, Sarah, I think we have to decide not to be swept up in this idea that the world is falling apart. It will if we say that it is. Mm-hmm. And if we say that it's a moment of change and a moment for reflection and a moment for hard work, we will come out of it stronger. But it's a decision, and that's not a decision to be made only by our leadership. It's a decision to be made by every single one of us.
Last night we went out with some Pantsu Politics fans, and it was really, wonderful. Really amazing. Yeah. And we talked about how that a lot of the reason we love Pantsu Politics and we all connect is because there's a we. It's not, we're not picking sides. Like, we're in this together. But some people don't feel like that. And if there's one thing that I hope we take away from this is that we are in this together. Like, it's hard. Like, it's not that it's not hard and tragic and terrible to sort through a nation as big and as complicated as the United States. But, like, we're not going to get through this if we say the answer is to exclude this, or the answer is to decide that this is, these people and the way they feel is wrong, and they don't have, and everything they say is wrong. And the answer is, or the answer is to, you know, kick people out, or decide that this is some sort of war in which one side, like this sort of winner take all, zero sum game. Like, Beth and I have been talking a lot about the idea that there's a third way, that we want to always see things as binary and it's this or it's that, but maybe there is a third way. And so in the aftermath of Dallas, I want to find a third way. The answer is not, you know, you have to pick sides and you're either on the Black Lives Matter side or you're either on the Blue Lives Matter side. Like, I'm not going to pick a side. Like, I'm not going to say that there's only two choices in this scenario and that only one side of the debate has all the answers or only one side of the debate is right or wrong. Like, I can't do that. Like, we have to all decide that there's a little bit of truth in everything and we need to figure out how we move forward and respond with that in mind instead of, you know, with deliberation and compassion and kindness instead of fear and anxiety, which is so hard on a morning like today, but
we are special breakfast people here at Pantsu Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is Bake from Frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit. Or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful, Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
We also have to recognize what are our tools to help us move forward and what aren't. And we just all have to put our weapons down. Yeah. I mean, this is just not a violence, as you read at the beginning of the show, is not going to do this. It's not. I mean, it's, you know, we sort of joke about the Dr. Phil, how's that working for you sometimes? But that's where we are. It's not working from the police side to have too much violence and too many weapons. And civilians killing police is not the answer. We just have to say this is about our brains and our hearts, not about our technology.
And it's so hard for me to say that, you know, I've thought a lot about this morning about how I say, how I talk about Dallas without, you know, from my place of white privilege, invalidating that intense anger that the Black community feels towards the police. And like, I don't want to do that. And I don't really know how to walk that line. So I try to do it as carefully as I can to say that, like, I'm not saying that anger is not a valid emotion. Like, I'm not saying that fear and anxiety, it's just, it can't be the only spot from which we act from, I guess. And it's so hard to be in a, like a morning like today, in a place like social media, and to try to sum up the complexity of where our country is right now in a nuanced way in like a few sentences. So I basically just didn't try this morning, and I don't know how we talk about this and without, like I said, invalidating people's anger or fear or anxiety. It's like, you know, when you say respond to your emotions, don't react, it doesn't mean like you can't, that's not to say the emotions aren't valid. It just means that they can't have all the power, I guess.
It's so hard to talk about in, so I've been thinking a lot about my children and how I look at my daughters. And I teach them that people are helpers. You know, I teach them that the police are their helpers. And I believe that in every way. But I also understand that if I had Black sons instead of white daughters, that would feel very different to me. But that doesn't take away from the fact that police officers put their lives in danger to protect people every day, that they have children of their own. I mean, we're all just people, and the police that are involved in these incidents are making judgments in seconds, And those judgments are informed by years and years of history and instincts that we're still trying to work through as a country. It's just sort of layers and layers and layers of complexity of emotion for people who interact with police and who have police in their families and who are police in every way. And then when you step back and conclude from all of the ugliness that's happened, well, the answer is to kill police officers. It's just, I don't know where to go with that. What I know is that it's not a moment for headlines. You know, I saw one newspaper has already kind of come out with this really controversial cover that says Civil War, and everything in me just cringes at that, because that is the opposite of where we need to be right now. And to try to sensationalize and profit from the fact that we have all these dead Americans, that's what we have. We have, this week, we have 7 dead Americans. For what? For no reason.
Well, and I think that with regards to sort of particularly Dallas, you know, as more news trickles out and now they're saying the, I don't know if it was the mayor or the police officer said that, you know, the suspect that was killed was saying he wanted to kill white people and he wanted to kill, he was there because of Black Lives Matter and he wanted to kill white people, not as a part of the movement. Let me be abundantly clear about that. And I just thought, like, I kept praying that there would be something else, I guess, besides racially motivated, because I thought, like, you're just, that's going to, the conversation felt like it was on the precipice. Like, I felt like it was going somewhere really good, and it still will, I hope, but it just felt like such a gut punch to hear that and say, like, no, like, this is going to set everything back. Like, but maybe it won't. Maybe we can stop that. Maybe we can say, like, we will not let this derail the positive conversations we were having. Like, because then that person wins. And then that person, you know, this awful loss of life, like, is, you know, it doesn't serve anything, the discussion, the loss of life, the tragedy of the situation, to just let it degrade even further into screaming.
I've been studying a lot about the brain and sort of the way that we are wired and how we have sort of the part of our brain that keeps us alive and then the part of our brain that makes us human. And I think it's really easy in situations like this to live in the part of our brain that keeps us alive.
Because it's so big. We have a big old monkey brain and a teeny tiny little human part.
It's huge. And it makes us stand still and keep with what we know and be comfortable and warm and conserve energy, right? And so I think the conscious decision to be up in the human part of the brain right now is what we have to do. Yeah. And, you know, we have to say, I'm not going to go into my comfort zone, conserve my energy, be still. I'm going to be up in the human part of my brain. And that goes for people, that goes for people who are trying to be the enlightened voices on these topics too.
Yeah.
Because it's both sides, and I hate to even talk about it in terms of sides, but that's what we immediately do on social media. We create these sides, and it's sort of everyone preaching at each other, right? And I think that just to step back and say, sometimes we don't know.
Well, and what really breaks my heart about this scenario is that, clearly, Jennifer, I am crying today. I can't stop crying, so don't feel bad. What breaks my heart is, like, the Dallas police, like, tweeted out a picture with a black officer and a white officer with one of the protesters. Like, this, they were there. They were marching. It was a peaceful protest. It doesn't seem to me, I was not on the ground at Dallas right then, but it doesn't seem to me like there were sides in that moment. And that side, like, the Dallas police were doing their job respectfully. The protesters were moving through peacefully. Like, there was one group of people interacting together on the streets of Dallas, and then this just blew it all apart. And that's what's so heartbreaking is that, you know, this wasn't, you know, it's not like the Dallas police were out in riot gear throwing, you know, smoke and rubber Pulitz and all these things, like, it was going well and everybody was doing what they were wanted to do and felt like they were supposed to be doing, and it just turned into chaos. But maybe, like I said, the optimist in me prays that this chaos is a result of change. And the harder you push, the harder we push towards the middle, and the harder that all of us from different perspectives and different sides join together and push towards the middle, the harder the people on the extremes are going to pull back against that. And that's going to create a certain amount of chaos, and that's going to create a certain amount of push and pull. But we cannot let the people on the extremes who just want to disrupt distract us and pull so hard that we can't keep moving forward together, I guess, is what I really hope.
I think that's probably a good way to. And we had an episode ready to come out today with an interview with Fred Davis. We're going to save that for next week. It just feels kind of weird to us to put out anything that isn't an acknowledgement of where we are today. So we'll be back with you next week. And until then, do your very best to keep it nuanced.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. Have you ever had a dry, itchy scalp or found that your hair color isn't lasting as long as the stylist assured you it would? Unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.